Former pro basketball player Dennis Rodman has returned to North Korea for another so-called basketball diplomacy tour to visit Kim Jong-un. This follows last week's news that North Korea canceled the visit of U.S. envoy Richard King. He was attempting to secure the release of Linwood resident Kenneth Bae. In the past, North Korea has attempted to use detentions of Americans to win diplomatic concessions. So what's North Korea up to now, inviting Dennis Rodman back? Joining us with more on this is Charles Armstrong. He's a professor of history at Columbia University. Professor Armstrong, thanks so much for taking the time.
Nice to be with you.
So Richard King, he's the U.S. envoy who was trying to negotiate the release of this Linwood man named Kenneth Bae. That visit was canceled last week. What happened?
We're not sure exactly why North Korea canceled the visit, but it does seem probably there was some internal discussion about this, and the regime ultimately decided they weren't ready for these sorts of diplomatic discussions with the United States. Clearly, one of King's items on his agenda was to negotiate or discuss the release of Kenneth Bae, and that's been put off for the time being.
Is this indicating any kind of change in North Korea's diplomatic strategy?
Well, Kim Jong-un is trying to show, ever since he came to power a year ago, that he is going to be tough. He's going to stand up to the Americans, and the regime has said explicitly that nuclear weapons are not a bargaining chip for diplomacy with the U.S., and neither are imprisoned Americans. So it's not going to be business as usual, the North Koreans seem to be saying, and getting high-profile Americans to come and then win the release of imprisoned American citizens.
Former basketball player Dennis Rodman's headed there. He's saying he's not going to North Korea to discuss freeing Bae. What role is Dennis Rodman playing now in U.S. diplomacy with North Korea?
Well, he's a very unlikely ambassador for the U.S., and he said himself that he's not a diplomat, and that may be putting it mildly. But on the other hand, he said that he does want to bring a message of peace from Kim Jong-un, for whatever that's worth, and that he thinks that the two sides, the U.S. and North Korea, should not have such a hostile relationship, and that he has a role to play in mediating between the two. I'm not sure if Kenneth Bae will be off Rodman's agenda. I suspect that the subject will come up. Whether or not Rodman can affect Mr. Bae's release, we'll have to see. But certainly, Rodman seems to see that basketball in general, and Dennis Rodman in particular, can be very important for bringing North Korea and the U.S. together.
Rodman actually says he loves North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says he's awesome. Does that kind of talk help legitimize the North Korean regime? What does it do?
Well, the North Korean media has been playing that up quite a bit, showing Rodman, who, it must be said, looks even stranger to North Koreans than he does to us. But sure, this gives some legitimacy or gives some greater profile to North Korea to show that he is good friends with this prominent American sports figure. And I have never met Kim Jong-un myself, so I can't testify to how awesome he is. But they do seem to get along very well, and ultimately this may have some positive effect on U.S.-North Korean relations. We'll see.
After Dennis Rodman's last visit, did he debrief U.S. officials, and what do you expect to happen this time?
From what I understand, he did debrief U.S. officials after his return. After all, he's the only American ever to meet Kim Jong-un after he came to power. So there's a lot that the U.S. can learn from Rodman, and whether or not there's any official element to his visit, certainly the U.S. government wants to learn a lot from Rodman about Kim Jong-un and to send a message to North Korea through him as well.
Charles Armstrong is professor of history at Columbia University, and we're talking about Dennis Rodman's visit to North Korea. What does North Korea want from the United States?
Well, what they've often said is they want the U.S. to cease its hostile policy, and it's not clear exactly what that is. They've talked about removing U.S. troops from South Korea, which is clearly not going to happen anytime soon. The U.S. and South Korea don't want that to happen. But I do think they want an improvement of relations. They want the relief from the U.S. economic embargo against North Korea, which they say, and there's some truth to that, is hindering their economic development. And most of all, they want, as they see it, to get respect from the U.S. and to be treated as an equal partner.
All right. Professor Armstrong, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Charles Armstrong is a professor of history at Columbia University. Once again, former pro basketball player Dennis Rodman has returned to North Korea for another so-called basketball diplomacy tour, but he says he's not going to be talking about freeing Linwood resident Kenneth Bae, who's been jailed there since late last year.